Okay, folks, we're back in. We were talking about grand juries and how to retake the legal system. In 25 years of research in the system, it took a long time to figure out what the problems were. And it turned out that in the end, it was the individual. We haven't done our job. We ask our police to police us and our courts to police us. And then we didn't police our police. We let our distraction and our fear sway us into just looking the other way. And now it's become a serious problem. And over a long time of digging through this, digging in the problem and trying to figure out what it is, I finally figured out how to go after them, and that's using grand juries. It turns out that the police, the prosecutors, the judges, everyone is afraid of that grand jury. Because the grand jury is essentially a fourth branch of government. They're convened under the court, but the court has no control over them. Once they're convened, they're essentially autonomous. And the courts don't like someone else having control, and prosecutors especially. So they try to convince grand jurors to do what prosecutor wants them to. But because of the way our founders set up grand juries, they tend to get mature individuals on there, and they are notoriously hard to control. And grand jurors, they're selected, they're indoctrinated or trained prosecutor, and they come in, the prosecutor gives them all these presentments, and then they go into secret deliberations and deliberate on the complaints and vote whether to true bill or no bill. They go before the judge, present the indictments, go home. They come back next month, and they do the same thing. And then one day out of the blue, I show up in front of them, or you show up in front of them. Now, they're not part of the legal system. They're ordinary citizens just like you and me. And I get in front of them, and I tell them this story about these public officials violating law. And if there's a prosecutor there, he's going to do everything he can to make me look bad or to make my story look bad. And that's great, because when a prosecutor's dumb enough to do that, he forgets that these grand jurors are citizens just like me. They're not one of his buddies or one of his cronies or a judge who's going to buy his nonsense arguments. They're people just like me. When they walk out of that grand jury room, they're ordinary citizens. And I can assure you from experience, if you have a story and you tell it to somebody, just an ordinary person, and they're horrified by that story, these grand jury members are going to be too. And the biggest problem for the public officials is they know that. All of you have probably heard the saying that any prosecutor worth his salt can get a ham sandwich indicted. Well, that's true, he can. The problem he has is keeping a ham sandwich from getting indicted. That's a whole other ballgame. When you sit in front of a grand jury and you tell about improper acts of a public official, you will have them being forward in the seats. But you're talking to them right where they live. There's a good chance, say you're complaining about an IRS agent violating law. I'm going to go up to Philadelphia next week, talk to some Amish people up there, and suggest they do just exact. Not sue them. You sue them, the feds just kick it up at federal courts, and the federal judges do anything they want to. Find where they violated a law relating to their office, and go down and file criminal charges. You want to get? I think we're going to. Okay. This is confusing me.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
'Kay, we're back again. In a few minutes, I'm going to start asking for some phone-ins and questions. Now, I need to explain who I am. All I've done the last 25 years is study the criminal justice system. I'm not familiar with all the different conspiracy issues. You can certainly ask about them, but I won't have good personal knowledge on that. What I do have good personal knowledge on is the criminal justice system and how to force public officials to follow law, how to force them to abide by your rights. If you have some questions about how to take the system back, I have some incredibly powerful answers. Now, what I suggest may at first seem frightening. I mean, the thought of calling the police on a policeman to have him arrested because he did something illegal may seem frightening. But I assure you, the first time you do that, your whole perspective will change. The first time you take a prosecutor and put him in front of a grand jury, everything will change. When you sit in front of a judge and he renders this horrendous ruling, instead of getting angry at the judge, you'll do like I do now. You sit there and listen to the judge and you think, well, Bubba, how's that going to fly in front of a grand jury? You see, you can't sue a judge. Judges have ruled that you can't sue judges. I was in a Wichita Falls recently representing myself, and the judge gave me this little speech about someone representing themselves and how I needed an attorney. And I told him how much I appreciated that and asked him, in view of that, Your Honor, can I get some more advice from you? Tell me, where can I find an attorney who will protect my fight for my rights as vigorously as I will? Where can I find an attorney who will fight to protect my rights even if you violate one of them? Where can I find an attorney who's prepared to ask that bailiff over there to arrest you if you commit a crime from the bench to my detriment the way I will? And the judge said, Mr. Kelton, point made and taken. May we continue? You can do that. You can put that judge on the dime. Everybody goes in there thinking you have to treat him like Your Honor. He's just like any other public official. And he has a duty to perform. If he fails in that duty, he commits a crime. I have more than once asked a judge to arrest a bailiff to arrest a judge right in court. And never have I had the judge say one word. He stops immediately because he recognizes the risk he's running now. When I call policemen on other public officials, 2 weeks ago I went to the district clerk and tried to file a writ of habeas corpus for a woman, and he said, well, that'll be $200 for the filing fee. I told the district clerk, wait right here. I've got someone who's going to want to talk to you, and I called the police and asked them to come out and arrest him. He did not say one word. And when the police came and I told them to arrest the clerk, oh, they start doing this little chicken dance where they start dancing from one foot to the other. And then sometimes they'll even tell me, you know, it's a crime to put a false statement on a government document. That always gets a 911 call. You call a policeman to arrest another policeman or arrest a public official, and then he doesn't want to arrest that official. He wants to do this little dance and get you to go file a complaint with the police department or some such nonsense. Or, like, when I love it when they tell me that it's a crime to put a false statement on a government document, I call the police, ask them to arrest him for threatening me. Then he will legitimately say that he wasn't threatening me. So I was just giving you good advice. I said, well, then let me see your bar card. If you don't have a bar card, Bubba, you were threatening me. And then I file criminal charges against him. I try to get the next policeman to arrest the first policeman. And you get them all doing this chicken dance. First time you do that, you'll recognize the difference between going before the court with a charge against you and taking them to task. You see, policemen have no duty to protect you. But they do have a duty to enforce law. And when you call them and accuse an official of a crime, you invoke their duty to enforce law. Now they're on the dime. This is how we'll fix this system. This is how we'll take it back. Our police and all these magistrates we have here in Texas are all trained to do what they do illegally. It's horrendously illegal, but the state trains them to do it this way. And we're not going to get this stopped until we put these policemen on the dime. I have a website called jurisimprudence.com, and on that site, I have a writ of habeas corpus And it demonstrates from arrest to trial every step. It's how they're practiced in Texas and how they're very specifically against particular law. First one, if anybody here has ever been arrested, searched, cuffed, stuffed in the patrol car, and had the patrol officer get in the car, crank it, and start toward the jail, he was kidnapped. That's aggravated kidnapping by definition. And the officer committed aggravated kidnapping in accordance with police policy. I file on them every time. When they take you to the jail and the magistrate comes in and does that little hearing she does, she commits a number of felonies, various and sundry other criminal acts. We start filing on them for those acts, everything will change. Does anybody out there have any questions about how to fight cases? If you've ever, anyone has a case where they've been railroaded, there are ways of collaterally attacking cases because they haven't followed law. In Texas, if anybody's ever been prosecuted for a felony, you might go down and look in the court record and look at the documents that you find in there. There will be one document that's conspicuous by its absence, and that's the criminal complaint. It's kind of nuts, but kind of crazy, but in Texas, prosecutors don't use criminal complaints. There was a constitutional amendment in 1985 that's been codified into Texas Code of Criminal Procedure 1.14 paragraph B. I think I've got that right. And it says that the indictment or information confers jurisdiction on the court. So prosecutors looked at that and said, well, we don't have to have a criminal complaint. So they don't put a criminal complaint in the court record. Reason they don't, there's a real good reason why they don't. They didn't want one in there to start with. And I have a document on the same website called the Frog Farm Conspiracy. It demonstrates how all of these acts are wrong and why they're done the way they're done. Everything they do in the arrest procedures in Texas is designed to put a person accused of crime in a position to where he has little legal option but to take a deal when the prosecutor presents it. And one of the primary things the prosecutor has to do is get rid of that criminal complaint, because it's going to show the date of arrest, and that'll start the speedy trial clock. So the prosecutors organized these improper practices primarily to hide that criminal complaint from the court record. If you're guilty, and if you're a common criminal, which the majority of the people the police arrest are, some 90% of the people do some 85% of the crime. If you're like most of us, just an ordinary citizen and rarely get accused of a crime, and if you go in and you're innocent, you're not going to be amenable to taking this prosecutor's deal. If you're an old pro, you know the routine. But if you're innocent, you're going to be righteously indignant, upset and angry. The prosecutor knows it takes a while for that righteous indignance to morph into anxiety and frustration and fear to terror, to the point that you would do anything just to end the torture. It takes longer than he's got. So he has to create extra time, and he makes that criminal complaint disappear. If you've been prosecuted for a felony crime and go down and look in the court record, there's going to be no criminal complaint. I have a number of court cases where the accused challenged the jurisdiction for lack of a complaint in the court record, and they're all one paragraph. Okay, go to break. Okay, let me finish the. It says, look in the court record, find no complaint bestowing jurisdiction on the court causes of this. Be right back.
please listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent.
Hello. Okay, we're back. We have this is RBN Radio. We have a John in Florida with a question.
Yes. I went to court. I had a jury trial for a DUI, and it was a mistrial. And I have to go back. Now, I missed like the first 15 minutes of your show, but what do you recommend? They're going to have to go back to court because the state attorney, you know, they're going to, whatever, try it again, whatever.
Have you ever read the Code of Criminal Procedure for Florida?
No, I have not.
Hey, when you look at you go to the law library and you see all these books there are books everywhere, and you think it was huge. But generally, criminal procedure is relatively short. In Texas, we have the Penal Code, Code of Criminal Procedure, Traffic Law, Family Code, Real Estate Code, all of these all in one little book. If you read the Code of Criminal Procedure first, I'm not familiar with Florida law specifically, but almost all of them follow the federal law.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain very specific procedures they have to follow. The primary case on the requirement to bring a person before a magistrate is a Florida statute, Gerstein Pugh. But go back and look at what they've done. If you look on my website, that's jurisimprudence.com, there's a bunch of frogs on there. And the first frog on the left is a treatment of due process. It treats due process from the perspective of Texas law, but in fact it follows federal law. So the Texas statutes I present in there, you can find almost identical statutes in most every state.
Yeah. And actually, one thing about this, the policeman, now I have, if I can get his testimony in type, I can question so many things in front of the jury if we go back to court again, which is, it's weird, but the man committed perjury, but guess what? I'm actually looking forward to going back to court. At least now I have, the officer cannot wiggle his way right or wrong or left or right out of any of this because this is what he stated. And now I can go back on him, but I'm going to look at your website, jurisimprudence.com. You know, I'll read that, but
yeah.
I don't know what else to do. I mean, Go ahead.
There, you can argue in court in front of a jury, but that's the second fight. The first fight's before you ever get to court.
Yeah.
They don't have the government can only prosecute you so long as they follow all the laws relating to their office. If you don't, you can mount a collateral attack against them.
Well, it was a hung trial. It was a hung jury, actually, already. And so they're gonna have to go back. So.
If you've got a hung jury to start with, you're in good shape already. But if you look at the procedures they used, it'll give you a lot more to attack them with. And if that officer has stated something that's not true, you know, if he wrote something on the citation or the statement of probable cause that you can demonstrate was untrue, that's aggravated perjury. And if you can attack him for the aggravated perjury, you can disqualify him as a witness.
Now, my lawyer, and this is weird, I've never met a good lawyer, but the lawyer that I did hire, actually, his whole firm, they're strictly DUI, and I was actually impressed with him. That's the first time in history I've ever been impressed with a lawyer. But he still is following the guidelines of the court, and he's not going to go against them. And
right.
He's a good speaker, but I have to do something that I'm not even going to tell him about it. All I need to do is give a testimony from the policeman, you know, in type. And my God, he's committed perjury. He didn't bring up a lot of facts. And
one of the things I tried never to do, and that's I tried never to warn anyone. When I go before a public official and he does something improper, I never say, well, this is my right, and you're supposed to do this, and you're supposed to do that. The way he finds out I'm unhappy is he gets criminal charges coming back at him from the district attorney or the grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
So if the policeman has committed perjury, you have a duty as a citizen to report crime. And you'll find out something about reporting crime when you do that. First, the police aren't going to like it a bit, but I never report crime to police, especially if it involves one of their policemen, because they're going to protect their buddies. So I report crime to the prosecuting attorney when I'm setting up the prosecuting attorney. And that's the only time.
Mm-hmm.
What I want the prosecuting attorney to do is not give my complaint to the grand jury. Now, in Texas, we have a special law that commands him to. But I'm going to Pennsylvania to where they say that a prosecutor can decide whether or not to accept a complaint. So if we give the prosecutor a complaint and he decides not to accept it, well, I'm going to go straight to the grand jury with criminal charges against him for shielding from prosecution. Because prosecutors think they can refuse to take a complaint just because they want to. No, he can only determine whether or not there's sufficient probable cause. And if there's sufficient cause and he doesn't prosecute, well, I get to maintain he's committing a crime, so I get to attack him.
Mm-hmm.
And in Texas, if Florida, Pennsylvania is the only law that specifically gave the prosecutor, the only state that gave the prosecutor discretion. If you can go straight to a grand jury in Florida.
Hello?
But hold on. Let me finish this just in a moment. We'll be back from break in just a minute, and we'll finish this thought. This will give you a tool to use on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help.
Okay, we're back. Hey, John. What I'm really talking about here is a collateral attack. Instead of, you have to fight in court before the jury, but most of us wait till we get in front of the jury to start fighting.
Mm-hmm.
The time to start's right off the bat. The prosecutor, he cares about money and he generating income, clearing his docket. The last thing he wants is a tough fight. The harder you fight him, the more likely he is to back off. And you start with the arresting officer. When they arrested you, did they take you directly to jail?
Yes, there was no video at the scene. I didn't do any sobriety test, nothing like that.
What time was it when they arrested you? Time
of day? About like 1:45 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. What the law says is that a policeman has the authority to arrest for an on-site offense. And it's a Florida case, Gerstein Pugh. But he only has authority to hold you for as long as it takes, as long as it reasonably takes to get you before a magistrate.
Okay, I'm listening.
The case. So if he arrests you, and what Gerstein Pugh says, he can hold you as long as it takes to do those things ancillary to arrest to ensure his safety and protect against the escape of the accused.
Mm-hmm.
Once that is done, His authority to hold you evaporates. He must take you directly to the nearest magistrate and explain himself. So if he doesn't do that, he violates the law relating to his office.
What they did was, they bring you down to the jail, and then you have to sit there for 8 hours before they'll let you go, and they give you a form, here, sign this, and we're going to release you, is what they do in Palm Beach County.
Right, and if you don't sign it, they won't release you. They'll punish you until you do.
Yeah.
Okay, what they must do is take you before a magistrate so that the magistrate, and explain himself. He'll explain why he arrested you, and you get to give any exculpatory evidence, any evidence that would tend to show your innocence or why you shouldn't be held to answer for this accusation. If you've ever seen the old sitcom Night Court, it was set in New York with John Larroquette was a prosecutor. And
I remember.
Okay. In that scenario, it was a comedy, but constitutionally it was dead on. They take you to the jail because they have a magistrate there.
Mm-hmm.
And they only hold you long enough to get you an attorney who's appointed for the purpose of that hearing. And then the prosecutor and the police officer come up, stand on one side. You and your court-appointed attorney stand on the other. The policeman explains why you should go to jail. Your attorney explains why you shouldn't go to jail. The judge makes the determination. That's what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't, if the officer made no effort to locate a magistrate and took you straight to jail, then he violated a law relating to his office. And that every moment after the violation of the law makes the arrest false imprisonment. Even if the arrest itself was legal, if the officer commits a crime afterward, the arrest becomes illegal and the confinement's false imprisonment. Well, in Texas, we don't have a false imprisonment statute. That statute's called kidnapping. And if you kidnap someone whilst you're displaying a deadly weapon, well, that's aggravated kidnapping by definition. And then he takes you down to the court. When you got to the court and went before the magistrate, did you get to explain your side to the magistrate?
No, I never saw that, never saw the judge, never nothing like that. They made me stay there 8 hours, and then they let me go the next day. And they also, well, this has nothing to do with it, but they did steal $200 out of $400 out of my wallet. But this is a whole different issue there, but... You know, it really is, because I can't prove it. Okay. But
you had a right to an examining trial,
yeah.
And they denied you in that right. That's a crime.
I'm going to look at your website, and I hope I can pull this up and get it printed. Hello?
You can download it. It's in Word format. If you try to download it and if you try to open it and the system gets confused, your system may not associate Word with that file. So just save the file to your hard disk and then open Word and then go and open that with Word. It'll come right up. But it is very extensive. It's 66 pages.
I would love to bring this up in front of the judge because...
You would love this.
This Friday, I have to, the court date is, you know, the mistrial and then... The status, you know, go back to court or whatever, and have the prosecutor, you know, I would love to be able to bring this up in front of a judge and say, hey.
Okay. First thing, go look in the court record and see if the criminal complaint is there. Now, there'll be an information, or if it's a felony, there may be an indictment. But both of those look almost exactly like a criminal complaint. An information, what an information is a prosecutor creates it so that it's legally correct. Anyone can file a criminal complaint, any ordinary citizen. So the requirements of a criminal complaint, since it's prepared by ordinary citizens, is not so high as the requirement for an information. So you give it, when the prosecutor gets a complaint, he's to take that complaint and created information from it, and the only difference is that information is technically correct. So they both essentially look alike.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them will actually say complaint or charging instrument, charging affidavit. If it says, if you only find an information in there, if this is a misdemeanor, which I think it will be, and there's no criminal complaint, every court case I've read that challenges a jurisdiction for lack of a complaint in the court record is one paragraph. We examine the court record. We find no complaint issuing, bestowing jurisdiction upon the court. The cause is reversed. The case is dismissed. In Texas, a law says the complaint, an information or an indictment bestows jurisdiction on the court. But the case law has said an information or indictment not supported by a valid criminal affidavit is void and worthless for any purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that is incredibly basic to our criminal justice system. The government may not prosecute, may not accuse you and prosecute you. The only way a criminal prosecution can commence in this country is if some credible citizen has sworn out a criminal complaint. They have to swear to it on their oath. If no one's done that, the court has no jurisdiction to act.
Okay.
And jurisdiction is everything. You know, you hear about judges being immune. They're only immune from civil litigation. You can always charge them criminally. But there's one point, one time when a judge has no immunity. It's when he has no jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And if anyone between arrest and trial violates one of your due process rights, the court loses jurisdiction. Question about the magistrate. You never went before a magistrate?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Oh, holy crap. You'll have great fun arguing that one. Once you've read the writ, you probably need to read it a couple of times. It is essentially a legal brief. All the case laws there, you may want to look through where I state a Texas law, look in the Florida Penal Code, and you'll have one corresponding almost certainly. Every penal code I've looked at in every state has almost exactly the same statutes, even to the same wording.
See, it's hard to do this when you work all day, and then you know, and then they get you, you know, come back to court or whatever. And it's hard to do this when you're working all the time.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
To try to do all this.
Well, it's once you've done it a little bit. Yeah, it is. It's not as complex as it seems here from the outside. You look at the law as one huge mass of confusion. All I do is criminal law.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I'm a mechanic, and when I go look at an engine, if I just look at the whole thing, wires and tubes and belts and pulleys, it give me a headache. I never look at an engine that way. If I'm looking for a fuel problem, I only see the fuel lines. It makes it a whole lot more simple. You're looking at law, and all you're looking at is criminal law as it applies to this case, and there's very little.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much at all you'll have to go through. It won't be anywhere near as difficult as you expect it is. And the penal code and code of criminal procedure are surprisingly short. There's just not much there. And as you go through it and kind of skim over it, you'll recognize those areas that really don't apply to you. But I would suggest you read the penal code and read the code of criminal procedure quickly. Don't even try to understand it all because of the way it's written. Just read the whole thing and then go back and read through it quickly again. The second time you read it, you'll read something in the front that didn't make sense the first time. The second time you read it, you'll realize it refers to four or five chapters back. And now all of a sudden it makes sense and it starts fitting together. A lot of people talk about getting rid of our law. Well, I don't. We have an incredibly sophisticated and well-structured criminal and statutory law. It is good. All the protections we need are in there.
We've just been conned into not invoking them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, these guys really don't want you to. When you start charging them criminally with what they're doing, you'll get familiar with this chicken dance that I get to see all the time. The prosecutor here doing this little dance, wanting to try to talk you out of filing criminal charges against his officer. Wanting to make you a deal so this can all go away. Even if you're guilty of sin, our officials must follow our law. If they don't follow our law, they have no right prosecuting you. And we should take them to the wall every time. When we start doing that, it won't take long.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you on the website right now. Jurisimprudence.com, right?
Yeah. JURISIMPRUDENCE.com.
Oh, you know what I did? I put an N instead of an M. I'm sorry. I'm just going to type in while I'm talking to you. Anyway, I appreciate this, and I'm going to look at this website that you have, and, you know, I have Friday to go back to court. And
okay, all of those, there's one frog that'll take you to my legal files, and in there you'll find a lot of blank motions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of just really good harassment motions. You might look for a Brady motion. Brady is discovery in criminal trials. And I've got a 13-page Brady motion in there that asks for everything except the color of the judge's underwear. It'll drive them up the wall. And then there's an in limine motion. Motion in limine covers all those questions the prosecutor can't ask. And there's about 20 pages of those. That will drive them crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Make more work for the prosecutor. Don't make his life easy.
Oh no, I'm actually angry because they they did some things that weren't right
No, it's not about that. It's about making him a good prosecutor. And I have no animosity toward our officials. I want them out there doing their jobs. I have a lot of friends who are policemen, and they really hate this system because it's not fair. They want it to be fair. And if we kick a policeman in the behind for doing what his boss told him to do, he will have to stop doing it that way. And it gives the policeman plausible deniability. He'll go to his chief and say, hey, this guy's trying to get me put in prison for doing what you told me to do. Forget that. I'm going to do it right. We will. If we get this done, if we start taking on these guys and taking them to task on letter of law, they will all become much better. Ultimately, I have no animosity toward police or even prosecutors, as arrogant as they get. The judges are the problem. And we go all the way up to the judge. That judge can't pretend he doesn't know what's wrong.
Yeah.
So if a policeman has followed a standard procedure and it denied you in a right, you need to move to disqualify the judge and charge him criminally. See, judges think they're immune. But if a judge violates the law relating to his office, that's a crime just like it is when anyone else does. And let him explain his behavior to a grand jury of your peers, not his peers. When you look through, after you've read the writ, it'll walk through due process. Then go back and look through what happened to you and see where it varies from what the due process calls for. And each time they do, that's a crime. You won't have any problem finding criminal charges to file against these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of cake. Problem is getting too many.
Yeah.
Picking the right ones. So, and you'll find that once you've done it one time, it's kind of fun. I just recently come out of a courtroom where I had crawled down a district judge's throat. And the guy with me said, holy mackerel. And he was afraid. He was afraid he was all going to get arrested. And I turned to him and said, wow, wasn't that fun? When you go, when you start challenging them, you know, you become the one everybody, the police want. They want citizens to participate in the fight against crime.
Yeah.
So when, if you go in and file a criminal charge against some dirty, rotten criminal, and he does anything to you that you could take in any way as threatening, they're going to crawl right down his throat because they have to protect you. When you go in and file a criminal charge against one of their buddies, now they got a problem.
Yeah.
You're the victim. You're the one they have to protect. But that other guy's one of their buddies.
Yeah.
And then you get a real good experience of watching them chicken dance.
Hello?
Okay, we're going to go on break. We'll be back shortly.
All right, thank you.
You are most welcome.
File a criminal charge against...
Did I lose you?
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back on RBN Network. We're getting close to the end. I'd like to sort of finish up and give an idea of what will be, what I'll be doing in the future. Primarily, I'm trying to change the legal system. And in fact, I think we can. A lot of people have been working on things that the that are wrong and trying to get find ways to fix it. And I've heard a lot of people tell me there are no silver bullets. Well, that might not be true. I think there is a silver bullet, and it was designed that there should be one. And that silver bullet is you, and it's me. Yeah, there are grand juries out there, but they're worthless if someone doesn't invoke that grand jury. And there are laws out there to control to govern our public officials, but they're worthless if we don't go out and invoke them. And it's natural and normal to expect officials to object to your doing this. So don't expect them to be easy. But on the other hand, it won't be terribly hard either. The most important thing is to get over our fear of our own public officials. Our only experience, for the most part, is being forced into court. You might go down and just sit and watch a court when you don't have anything invested in it, when there's nothing against you, and watch how people respond. I like to go down and take out a little contact sheet that I've made up. I just take out a yellow folder, and I take out this contact sheet and set it down. I'll go sit up in front of the courtroom, take notes. It makes them crazy. Everybody goes nuts. They come over and ask me questions, and I tell them, they ask me why I'm here, and I'll tell them entertainment or some other nonsense. It makes them nuts. It just drives them up the wall because they can't imagine what anyone's doing there if they don't have control of them. And if they don't have control over you, it frightens them, and you can see it in their faces. The first time you go down and file criminal charges against one of them, you'll see that they are terrified. You think you're afraid of the system? Those guys see people getting jerked around all the time. They're terrified of the system. Once you get past that first fear and sting them the first time, you'll become an element for true change in our legal system. Primarily, this time I wanted to talk about grand juries. Next time I'd like to go through that document I mentioned, the writ of habeas corpus, or the frog farm conspiracy, and demonstrate how bad things are, where the laws are violated, and what you can do about it, how you can protect yourselves, and how you can change this system from the mess it's been in to one where we can actually get justice. And when you do this, we get people around the country start putting pressure on our public officials to where they're forced to do it right, whether they want to or not, everybody will win. The police will win, the courts will win, and you will win. So I'm going to look forward to seeing you. Thank you for your time. Good night. Good luck.